Beginning January 1st, it will suspend raising tariffs for 90 days on $126 billion worth of U.S.-made cars, trucks, and auto parts. President Xi Jinping and Donald Trump agreed earlier this month to call a truce in their trade war. Mr. Trump had already agreed to suspend planned U.S. tariff increases on Chinese goods while the two countries negotiate. Confusion and anxiety about the tariff plans have badly roiled stock markets. President Trump's longtime lawyer Michael Cohen says he paid two women hush money because then-presidential candidate Donald Trump was very concerned about how their stories of alleged affairs could influence the 2016 election. Interviewed Friday morning on ABC, Cohen said he gave loyalty to someone who does not deserve loyalty. Cohen this week was sentenced to 3 years in a federal prison on a number of charges, including his role in the hush money payments. The president, for his part, insists he never told Cohen to break the law.
Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer. A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong.
A watchdog group says rebel Syrian fighters backed by the United States have taken control of a key town in the last pocket of Syrian territory controlled by the Islamic State group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said, after a week of heavy fighting and airstrikes, the Syrian Democratic Forces were able to expel ISIS from Hajin, about 30 kilometers from Syria's border with Iraq. French police continue their investigation into this week's fatal attack in the Strasbourg Christmas market. They shot and killed the alleged gunman, who murdered three people and wounded more than a dozen others. 29-year-old Sharif Shakat was born in Strasbourg, had a long history of convictions, and was on a French watch list of suspected extremists. This is VOA News. The United States is reshaping its role in UN peacekeeping missions across Africa. When President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton outlined the administration's new policy, he said the U.S. would no longer support what he called unproductive, unsuccessful, and unaccountable UN peacekeeping missions. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has a report.
All U.S. aid to Africa, which has totaled about $8 billion in each of the past two fiscal years, is undergoing a final review, according to Bolton.
Under our new approach, every decision we make, every policy we pursue, and every dollar of aid we spend will further U.S. priorities in the region.
In his speech, the National Security Advisor said the policy shift also is meant to counter the rapidly expanding financial and political influence of China and Russia on the African continent. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Senate has called for an end to American support for Saudi Arabia's intervention in Yemen's civil war. Another measure condemns the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and pins the blame on Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It was a twin rebuke, both for Riyadh, a longtime U.S. ally, and President Trump, who has threatened to veto both measures if they manage to clear the House of Representatives, which is thought to be unlikely. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders says it is time Congress exercised its oversight powers.
We will not continue to have our military posture dictated by a despotic, murderous regime in Saudi Arabia.
Meanwhile, Yemen peace talks being brokered by Sweden have so far produced pledges of a ceasefire in the port city of Hodeida on the Red Sea. Martin Griffiths oversees the talks for the United Nations.
I hope, but this is hope, not optimism, right? It's still that, ambition, not optimism. I hope we will get agreements in the next couple of days on a whole range of issues. We're getting to that point where we understand, I think by tomorrow morning, we'll understand the views of both parties on specifics, and we try to close the distance.
British Prime Minister Theresa May continues her efforts to get a reworking of Britain's deal to leave the European Union. A large majority in Parliament appears set to vote down the agreement if May does not succeed. But the EU has so far rejected any substantial changes at a Brussels summit, which began Thursday. Despite all of this, the Prime Minister says she remains optimistic over the Brexit deal, while conceding she does not expect any immediate breakthrough. And world-famous American Grammy winner Nancy Wilson has died. She was 81 years old. Wilson, who retired from touring in 2011, died after a long illness late Thursday at her desert community home in California. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1. It's today's exclusive hits.